And so began a series of increasingly frustrating and nerve-testing leaps into the unknown. The first portal brought them back to the caves from another direction, but passing back into that gate transported Bulvi's company to a broken wasteland of fallen towers and collapsed bridges that were of obvious Eldar origin, lit by a trio of dark red moons. Things flapped and shrieked across the night skies, circling closer and closer to the lamps of the Space Marines.
Hold your fire! Save your ammunition!
The next teleportation took them to an old castle, its ramparts marked with plasma burns and lascars, its keep broken open to a storm that howled across a granite-gray sky. Another portal, another landscape. This time of near endless identical and empty ferrocrete cubicles, all linked by doorways just high and wide enough for the Space Marines to squeeze through. As they investigated yet another identical cell, Jürgen glanced at his chronometer.
Alistair, how long have we been here?
14 minutes and 12 seconds.
I have 13 minutes. 18 seconds.
And I have 15 minutes exactly.
Bulvi paused, watching his wolf brothers in the next chamber. He had not noticed it before, but they seemed to be moving perceptibly slower. Turning around, he stepped back into the previous cell and watched Jürgen closely. The space wolf looked to be moving slightly more quickly, like a vid review set at 0.5% too fast.
Each chamber is different. It's like they have their own time frames.
Ranulf spat.
Then it looks to me that the further we go in, the longer it will take to get out.
There's nothing here.
Invisical ore came through it all. It might have been hours ago. Or years.
I've seen enough. Back to the portal.
Which one is it? They all look the same.
They all looked at each other for a few seconds, each waiting for another to offer a solution. It was Halfdan that eventually broke the silence.
Smell! Can oil and plate lubricant will fall